take out the heart when the animal was alive. Because if they took out the heart, it starts to bleed. So there should have been some blood on the skin. So since there's no blood on the skin, it must be that this rip just happened later on, and it's not a zevach of a mace. It's not a zevach for an avodah zarah. But Amar Rav Huna, Loshona, when is this learned? That if you do not find any blood on the skin, that the skin is okay, elishloi molchoi, if they did not salt yet, start to work on the skin. Avon molchoi, if they start to salt the skin, start to work on it, eima molchoi evrosoi. Then you have to be afraid that really there was blood on the skin. They first cut it open when it was alive, they took out the heart. So later when they started to salt it, that took away the blood. So if you would find a piece of skin that has a hole cut out exactly where the heart was, you still have to be afraid that maybe they were even avoided it. Only if it's a skin that was not worked on yet and there's no blood, then it's alright. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Bizman Shekrash Loi Ogul, Osa Moshech Mot. He makes a difference in the Mishnah. He explains it further, that this hole has to be round. And the one that can take the heart out. But if it's a straight slit, then it's mutter. Most probably they did not use it for the avodah zarah. And on this, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kershimon Ben Gamliel. Yishno, we paskin like Kershimon Ben Gamliel. He said, oh, but that's the halacha. And so he speaks out, these Amaroyim do not hold from the klal, we hold all over them. We usually have a klal that kol mokim Shem Hashem Ben Gamliel b'mishnaseinu, halacha k'moisai. Any time Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says halacha in the Mishnah, we always pass him like him. So these Amaroyim here, Rabbi Yosef does not hold from that. That's why here he has to say out separately, halacha k'shim Ben Gamliel. Okay, the question is, does anybody argue on him enough? Or if he said here, halacha k'shim Ben Gamliel, omalei abaya, halacha, you're saying, oh, halacha, we pass him this way, mechlal, it should be a proof, the pligi, that there's an argument here, somebody argues. So Kis Abaya wants to know, like, who argues? And now Mishnah, it's not mashma, anybody argues. Sure, the Tanakhama says a stam statement, that Arvus Levuvim is also, and now he comes to explain it. But who said there's any argument here? So, why did he have to say halacha? Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef answered back and said, my nafkulim lochomina, what's the difference whether somebody argues or not? I'm telling you a straight statement that the halacha is like him. What's the difference if somebody argues or not? So Omalei, Abaya said back, no. Gemara gomer zemutet hey. Like you're teaching me gemara, is it like a song that you just sing? In other words, you can't say extra words. It's a kash on you. If you tell me halacha, it must be that somebody argues. So I want to hear who argues. Because if nobody argues, you do not say such a lashon of halacha. Like it's not a song here, you come singing for extra words. Every word counts. So if you say halacha is that way, it must mean somebody argues. So you want to know who argues. That's like Bitmiya, Abaya Tamid Rabbi Yosef. Abaya was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. You taught us in Shir that the halacha of Hashem Gamliel to take his Zema V'Yamah, should that be just like a song? Like if nobody argues, what do you have to tell me? That's the halacha. That was a biased question. Who argues? Then the Mishnah says, Bosar Anichnas La'avros Kechavim Mutter. If a Jew finds meat that's on its way into the base of Avodah Zarah, it's still mutav hano. They did not bring it for a korban yet, it's still mutav hano. So it says, Man tana, who's the tana of our Mishnah? Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, to like Rabbi Elazar. Our tana is not like Rabbi Elazar. Because our Mishnah is talking about that they're bringing in now a piece of meat. In other words, they already killed the animal. They made a shchitah on the animal outside, and now somebody's bringing in a piece of flunkin, he's bringing in a piece of meat into the base of Avodah Zarah. She's telling me now, this piece of meat is still mutar b'hano until they actually bring it in front of the Avodah Zarah. So who is the man d'yomer that says, when they made the shchita, it's still mutar b'hano? That's not like Rebbe Elazar. Why? He says that we have in the Gemara in Chulin, we have that stam machsheves oivdei kechavim le'avodah kechavim. That stam agoy, whenever he shechts an animal, he always has in mind to do with the shein avodah zarah. And especially here, that they're taking this meat now to bring it into the base of avodah zarah.
Yeah.
So if a guy shechted this meat outside, for sure, according to Rabbi Elazar, his stam machshav is to do it l'shein avodah zarah. So when he shechted the animal, he made it into a korban for an avodah zarah. So the animal is already Yosabano. So how could our Mishnah say that when the guy is bringing the piece of meat inside, it didn't get there yet, it's still Mutabano? According to Reb Lezer, it's already Yosabano. As soon as the guy made the Shechita, Stam Shechita is done, L'shem Avoy Dezara. Doesn't make a difference. Look at Rashi. Stam Machshavam, V'chishokhto Ovdo Li'avaras Bechavim B'shechitosai. When a guy makes the Shechita, that's his Avoyda. That's the way he worships the Avoyda Zara. The Shechita alone is the Maisa Avoyda. The Nesra, and therefore the animal becomes also Bano. The Shechitosa, he Takravusa, Rashi says. According to Reb Lezer, the Shechita alone, whenever a guy, a Stam guy, makes a Shechita on an animal, he always thinks that he's testing it now, L'shem Maya Avoyda Zara. Therefore the Shechita alone is like he worshipped with the animal, that the animal right now is also Bano. So why does our Mishnah say this piece of meat coming in is still Mutu Bano? It must be not like Reb Lezer. That we, our Mishnah knows that no, when a guy Stam makes a Shechita, it's not done L'shem Avoyda Zara. Stam a Shechita, Stam a Shechita. Only now when he takes the meat and brings it inside and puts it down in front of the Avoyda Zara, now he's worshipping the Avoyda Zara with the piece of meat, now it becomes a Zevach. Now it becomes Asa Bano. So on the way out, the piece of meat is also. But on the way in, the meat is still mutter. Then the Mishnah says, V'hayotze, for somebody meets the guy when they bring the piece of meat outside, V'hayotze, then V'hayotze also. When the meat is on the way out, then already we say they worshipped with it inside, therefore it's also Bano. So on the way out, it's us, right? Right. Right. Moshe says, my time, what's the reason? It's not possible that they did not worship, they did not use this to be a carbon. That this meat inside, they put down in front of the Avodah Zarah, as if to say they're giving him a present. They're giving the meat to the Avodah Zarah. That's the way they worship him. Therefore, the piece of meat now is called Takruvos. Takruvos means anything you bring to the Avodah Zarah itself, any present you give him, becomes also Bano. Gemara says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? We have Yehuda ben Beseri, goes to Yehuda ben Beseri. The Tani will learn like this. We have Yehuda ben Beseri Oimer. Minayin letakruvas. Avodah Kechovim. Shemetame biyoyol. How do we know that any takruvas? Takruvas is anything you bring for a present, anything you bring to worship the Avodah Zarah with, anything you give in front of him, to give to him, to worship him with. So it's also Bano, and it even has Tumas Mace on it. Shemetame biyoyol. It has such a tummy on it that if it's in the same room as you, anything in that room becomes tummy. In other words, this takruvos has the lock of a mace. Just like a mace, in the anybody in the same room becomes tummy here also. Shneamar Pasuk says, Vayitzmadu leBaal Por, Jews there where they worship Baal Por, Vayoichlo Zivche Mesim, and the meat they ate is considered a zevach of a mace. It has the same lock like a mace. There is a takruvos of Avodah Zarah has a lock like a mace. So ma mace, just like a regular mace, mitame b'yoyel, a mace has the strongest tumah. It has tumas oil that anybody under the same roof also becomes tamei. Is af takruvas avros kechovin mitame b'yoyel. The same thing applies to takruvas. Anything that's brought to worship and avoid the zara with also becomes tamei b'yoyel. So Rashi says ma mace mitame b'yoyel. From here also I see ma mace also bahano, just like a mace, it's also to have any enjoyment from a mace. Like we learn out in the Gemara Sanhedrin from Vatomas Shamiriam that Shom Yegla Rufa. So after Rufa Zavasukovin, also Surubano. See when the Awal Gemara brings it down, but Turis, the Hilchas Tuma Shaboy, but what's the gay to us is not that it's Matama Biyoyol, but it has a locha like a mace, and therefore it's also bahano. Now Mishnah that Yehuda ben Beseri that the group of Avodah Zarah is also Bahano. So says the Medayik, here it's Mashma that the Rabbonin do not make the Sekish. The Morsas only goes according to Yehuda ben Beseri, but the Rabbonin itself, they do not agree to this. And so he says, not only that Tzayis brings down the Morsas, other Morsas they agree also. Therefore Tzayis says, for Shabbat Hashem, the Takruva Shukain Tanim, the Goyin Zvicha Kitov and Isach, made the Rabbonin Afino Mimeis. That when you actually make a zevach, you shech the animal, or you burn it for the Avodah Zarah, Yai Nesach, then everybody agrees, you learn out from Mace, that it's also Bano. Here is only a question that's not came to them. They're only taking this piece of meat and just bringing it inside. They're not making the shechita l'shem avoy d'zorah. They're only like giving a piece of meat for a present. So here is some machlokes that Shabbat Shalom says it's also, and the Chum say will be mutter. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'ochim l'chafoyes asurim losayis losayimoyim. When you see the goyim going to their base avoy d'zorah, they're on the way to worship in the avoy d'zorah, so then it's also for a Jew to do business with them on the way, because they're afraid if they do a good deal on the way, they'll feel happy, and then when they're in the Avoy Dezara, they'll worship, they'll be Moida, you're causing them to be Moida to the Avoy Dezara. Omar Shmuel, Oyvei Kechavim a Goy, Ha'oyduch Letarpois, he's going to his base Avoy Dezara, so like our Mishnah says, Bialicha Asura, when he's on his way there, it's also to do business with him, to not give him a good time. But why? The Ozalu Maida. Come here, Boris Kachovim. Because if you give him a good deal now, any deal, anything good that he has, he goes in and thanks the Avoy Dezara for it. So you're causing him to worship the Avoy Dezara. But Bichazara, when he's leaving the base of Avoy Dezara, is coming home, on his way home, then Mutta. Why? Because by Goy, my heavy, heavy. What happened, happened. He doesn't think so much about the base of Avoy Dezara, about the Avoy Dezara when he's coming home. He's finished with him until his next visit. So on his way home, it's okay to do business. But Yisrael, let's say you have a Jew, that's on his way, Rachmanis, he's going to worship Avoy Dezara. So like this, Bihalichim, he's only on his way there, Mutter. You're allowed to do business with him. You don't have to be afraid, he'll feel good. Why? Do Mahadevei. He's still a Jew. He didn't worship the Avoy Dezara yet. Most probably he'll do tshuva and he won't go. But the Chazara, if the Jew really went, and he really worshipped the Avoy Dezara there, now even though he leaves it, also, it's still also to do business with him. Why? Because